ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते दक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. So we have elaborately discussed the Maya. Finally, I made it very clear last class, there is only the reality. And just as the burning power is available for understanding only when the fire is understood, only when there's a burning happens. Similarly, we understand the power of manifestation of the reality only when there is manifestation of the world. Therefore, this power, shaktihi, is not something to be countable as existent, nor is it ignorable as something non-existent. That is why it is non-definable. Anirvachaniya shaktihi. You cannot count it, or at least it is there, definitely. Nor is it can be ignored, because it is there. That is why anirvachaniya shaktihi is nothing but Brahma. Anirvachaniya shaktihi brahmaiva. So brahmanaha shaktihi brahmaiva. The power of reality is reality itself. That is made very clear. So, what is actually is only Brahma. And now, it is this Shaktihi, which is inseparable, and it is not there as something separately. There is a time this power is manifest. When the whole universe is there, experiences are possible. There is a time this power resolves, then everything, there's only reality. And that's what we understood from verse number 47 to the 59th. 47 to the 59th. All these verses, actually thoroughly we analyzed Shakti. Actually I spent, apart from the verses, I exclusively spent last classes to just make it very clear. I'm sure you would have understood it. Now, we should not forget that this second chapter, even though we discuss for so long, from 47th verse onwards until the 59th verse, all about the Maya, the Shaktihi. And now, 60th verse onwards, the actual topic of this text, second chapter, is discussed. That is, Viveka Panchabhuta Viveka Prakaranam is the topic of the second chapter. And Panchabhutas have to be analyzed. Now, having made very clear that Maya itself is non separate from Brahman, Maya is Brahma, has been established means. Now, hereafter, he is going to casually discuss the creation. Srishtihi. And here, first Panchabhutas have to be discussed. In fact, Chandogya Upanishad is taken here for discussion, mainly. Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, we should not forget that. And what happened? But that Chandogya Upanishad introduces only three elements. In Taittiriya Upanishad, five elements are introduced, discussed. See, three means three are enough. Why should we take a lot of time to discuss five elements which are mithya? We say Maya is mithya means, what about Maya Karyam? Maya Karyam also is mithya only. So, Maya Swarupam, The truth of the power is reality. That alone is Satyam. That is what, and that Satyam, we have to place our essence, we have to resolve our identity into individuality only in that Sakti, the truth, reality. That is the ultimate aim. So here, the Panchabhuta Viveka, the analysis of the elements only begins now. Even before beginning the analysis of elements, as the Maya Karim, as the products of Maya, already Vidyaranya Swami made it very clear, there is no Maya other than Brahman. That is very clear. There is no Maya other than Brahman means, what about the Maya Karyam? What about the products of Maya? Because they are also Brahman only. That is what we have to understand, how whole Pancha Bhutani are Brahma. Five elements are Brahma. Five elemental model universe also is Brahma. The Hatha other than Brahma. And that Brahma, Ahamasmi. That is what we have to arrive at ultimately. Therefore, the 60th verse onwards, he is going to begin the analysis of the elements. See, already having clearly, thoroughly established the Maya, the Shakti, the power called Maya Shakti, which is the material, which looked upon as the material cause of this universe, and established, then the Karyam is discussed now. After having analyzed the Karanam Shakti first and established the Karana Shakti nothing but Brahman, now Karyam Jagat is discussed. First cause was discussed and resolved, negated as Mithya, and cause is nothing but Brahman established. Now Karyam obtaining in the home of Jagat in terms of elements and elementals also is nothing but Brahma, that has to be understood here. If we say the wood is inert means, what about the wooden chair? Chair also will be inert. Because karanasya gunaha karye anuvartate. Whatever is the nature of the cause, that continues to be in the effect also. If karanam is mithya, what about the karyam? If the cause is mithya, effect also must be mithya. If cause is nothing but Brahman, effect also must be nothing but Brahman. That is what he wants to establish. It is actually Jagataha Brahmani Aikyam. Jagat Brahma Aikya Pratipadakam. In fact, analysis of elements and elementals is to establish that universe being non-separate from Brahman. The most difficult thing. You know, it is easy to understand Aham Brahma Asmi. You know that Jagat is Brahma, because Jagat means for us the entire inert universe, isn't it? Entire objective universe. The grossest tangible material universe has to be resolved in Brahma. You have to say this whole universe, matter is consciousness. The inert matter is nothing but consciousness. You have to say the most tangible, grossest world of objects, everything is nothing but one subtlest abstract reality called consciousness. Jagat Brahma Aikyam, establishing the Jagat Brahma Aikyam is very difficult. Not difficult. It is difficult for mind to comprehend. And that is what he has to do. That is why he took so long to just repeatedly make you see how without the Shakti becoming manifest, there is no Jagat. The Jagat is always there. You know, Jagat enjoying the sense of being existent means only when there is manifestation. So, that is why the whole Jagat is also nothing but Brahma. That has to be established here. Therefore, here first he begins with the Panchabhutani. So, Panchabhuta Vivekaha itself is what? Indirectly you can say, Jagat Brahma Aikya Pratipadakam. Showing how the whole universe is nothing but Brahma. And here, first he begins with the space. And as I said, Vidyaranya Swami, even the Chandogya Upanishad discusses only three elements. He takes the he follows the Taittiriya Upanishad in this context, because Taittiriya Upanishad discusses five elements. So he says, first he talks about the elements, and there he introduces just the space alone. You know how many verses he analyzes space? Verse number 60 onwards. Until the 76th verse, the totally 17 verses he spends exclusively for 17 verses, the 60th onwards until 76th, 17 verses are spent only for analyzing the space. And just say, space is mithya. How real space for us is in our experience, isn't it? Who can say space is not real? Because we're sitting in space. That is why whatever we experience is not unreal, but it is not real also. That is what is important. Why should we understand what is, it is not real? What is the use? Because it is not permanent. Whatever we think we boast of, this greatness of these things, they'll all disappear one day. Nothing is going to be there. And what is going to be there ultimately is the truth. And if you take the truth as I, then you're safe. Otherwise there'll be fear, there'll be anxiety, there'll be greed, there'll be anger, there'll be fear. You can't escape. Anyway, so let us read the last verse, 59th verse. Sattatvamashrita shaktihi. Sattatvamashrita shaktihi. Kalpayet sati vikriyah. Kalpayet sati vikriyah. Varnabhittigata bhittau chitram nanavidham tata. Sattatvamashrita shaktihi kalpayet sati vikriyah. Varnabhittigata bhittau chitram nanavidham tata. So shaktihi sat tattvam ashrita. This shaktihi, this power, I introduced many words last class. Remember, and all the words which are used to mean the power, avyakritihi, avyaktam, avyakritam, pradhanam, maya, avidya. All the words we use. In fact, the word expression you're using all the time is avidya, ignorance, ajnanam. Different words are used. All these words imply only one thing called shaktihi. And this shaktihi is non-definable, anirvachaniya. Why non-definable as what? You can't say it is real because it is not there always. Because in sleep, you see where is the shakti? It is not there. And then you can't say it is not there at all. At the same time, it is there also, you cannot say. That is why non-definable as real or unreal is given the type, given a different technical name, mithya. And this shaktihi, and where is it? It is ashrita. It is not something outside of the reality. Sat tattvam ashrita shaktihi. This power is of the reality, inseparable from the reality in terms of this nature of reality, which is of the nature of existence. It is the power of existence. It is the power of existence. It is the power of the reality, the existence, obtaining in the form of knowledge, consciousness. Then this power alone, vikriyaha kalpayet, it create modifications. It is this power alone is capable of creating what now? Modifications. Creating all these divisions and differences and innumerable countless forms, names, functions, which can't vikriyaha kalpayet. It is this power alone creates this what? This power, this universe. And then example is given here. Bittigata varnaha. The color itself, the color of the paint, varnaha, bittigataha. Bittihi means wall. In case students, I tell you, binatti iti bittihi. Binatti means that which divides. Wall is called what now? Divides. That's why wall is called bittihi. So, bittigataha. Anyway, so bittigataha varnaha. So the colors, the color of the paint which on the wall is inseparable from the wall, isn't it? You cannot separate the color from the wall. Similarly, when the color itself is inseparable, what about the colorful pictures? You know, the chitram. Vittau nanavidham chitram. You see varieties of pictures drawn on the wall, and all those pictures are what? Pictures are nothing but colors only. Colors alone appear in the form of varieties of pictures, isn't it? Bittigataha chitraha. All the various varieties of pictures drawn on the wall are nothing but color. So color also is dependent on the wall, and the colorful pictures, the pictures which are nothing but modified forms of the colors, colors alone appear in the form of varieties, various pictures. Then bittigataha varnaha, so varnajataha chitrani. So all these pictures also pictures and the color. You can look at it here, color as the cause, pictures as the effect. Karanam and karyam. The varnaha, the colorful paint is the cause, and the painting is the effect. Isn't the painting means what? The different pictures are the effects. So can you separate them? No. So karanam itself is bittigatam. What about the chitrani? Chitrani also bittigatani only. Which means the paint, colorful paint, as well as the pictures of the colorful paint, all of them are dependent on the wall. They cannot be paint, colorful paint, or the colorfully painted pictures also cannot be the independent of the wall. Wall is the basis. Wall is the adhara for the paints and the colorful pictures. Similarly here, if you remove the paint, will there be pictures? No. The paint has gone means the colorful pictures, varied pictures, you know, they will also disappear, because paint alone is used to draw all the pictures, isn't it? The paint is used, the colors are used to draw different pictures. You know, let the pictures be there, let me remove the color. If you say, what will happen? The color is gone means pictures will go. Now, color itself cannot be by itself. Color is dependent on the wall to appear as color. And then colorfully drawn pictures, the picture which are drawn, you know, are also what? Nothing but the colors. So the paint goes means along with the paint, the pictures will go. And they're all dependent on the wall only. Without the wall, there cannot be colors or the colorfully painted pictures. Cause and the effect cannot exist independent of the wall. Similarly here, shaktihi, what you're talking about, this power alone, which is inseparable from the reality, that power is reality, and this power created universe, the power created universe also is what? Brahman only, reality only. That has to be shown here. So now, begins actually from the 60th verse onwards, the elements are introduced here. And this power is amazing power. It makes it possible. What it makes it possible? It makes it, the universe appear. Let's see that now. One, how the color can be used to create different pictures. Similarly, the Maya Shakti, makes his the universe of plurality, universe of varied objects, you know, appear. That is the amazing nature of the power, and the power is of the reality. You say no. You just see the 60th verse now. Adyo vikara akashah. Adyo vikara akashah. Adyo vikara akashah. Sovakasha swarupavan. Sovakasha swarupavan. Akashostiti sattatvam. Akashostiti sattatvam. Akashe pyanugachati. Akashostiti sattatvam. Akashe pyanugachati. Adyo vikara akashah. Sovakasha swarupavan. Adyo vikara akashah. Sovakasha swarupavan. Akashostiti sattatvam. Akashe pyanugachati. Akashe pyanugachati. So, adhyaha vikaraha akashaha. So, the first vikaraha, the first modification, the first change, the first modification, the first form, you know, this abstract reality, formless reality, indescribable reality, imperceptible reality, unobjectifiable reality, which is the reality, which alone is. So, adhyaha vikaraha akashaha. So the first, the foremost of the modifications is akashaha. Saha avakasha swarupavan. Saha akashaha avakasha swarupavan. Akasha is of the nature of accommodation. Avakashaha means what? Accommodation. The space is of the nature of accommodation. Accommodating. Avakasha swarupaha. Swarupavan akashaha. What is the nature of this space? The nature of the space is accommodating. If you ask me what is the, why do you call it nature? So why does space accommodate everything? Accommodating is its nature. Isn't it? Everything exists in nature, space. Therefore, avakasha swarupavan akashaha. Now, akashaha asti iti sat tattvam akashe api anugachati. Now what he says, this akashaha asti. See, Vidyayana Swami is the best teacher, okay? Akashaha asti iti jnanam. Space is, when you say space is, akashaha asti. Iti, that existence, when you say space is, means space enjoys existence. The existence enjoyed by the space is nothing but sattatvam, the reality. Which means, just as there cannot be paint and its colors independent of the wall, similarly, there cannot be space which is independent of the reality. The reality alone is there in the form of the space. See, not only Vidyarana Swami analyzes the elements, he does two things. As he is analyzing the elements, he also shows how each and every element is Brahma. So, Panchabhuta Vivekaha పంచభూత బ్రహ్మ వివేక ఆల్సో హి డస్. సో యాజ్ హి అనలైసిస్ ది ఎలిమెంట్స్ హి షోస్ దట్ హౌ ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ ఎలిమెంట్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ బట్ రియాలిటీ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ద టర్మ్ బ్రహ్మ. మేక్స్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్లియర్. సో హి సేస్ వాట్ నౌ, ఆకాశ అవకాశ స్వరూపవాన్. ఇట్స్ ఫైన్, వి అండర్స్టాండ్ reality is of the nature of pure existence, and reality which is of the nature of pure existence is nothing but pure knowledge, pure consciousness. That's fine. And now here we say that reality, nature of the reality is very much there in space. It means what? Very much there in space means what? Space enjoys that nature. The nature of the reality is enjoyed by the space here. Akashaha asti. Akashaha exists. Akashaha is. Iti sat tattvam. Sat tattvam means what? The existence. Sat tattvam means the reality. Sat tattvam, the existence. Sat tattvam means existence, the reality, the existence. Akashe api anugachyati. Akashe anugachyati means what? In space there is existence. It means space enjoys existence. Akashe sattattvam anugachyati. Not only. So we have to understand, when there is manifestation of knowledge, and first you can't miss what? The space, isn't it? And the space is of its own, space has its own nature. What is the nature of the space? Accommodation. Accommodation is space's own nature. Okay? Why does space accommodate? That is the nature of the space. But does it have something called existence? Does this space have the nature of existence of its own? No. When you say akashaha avakasha swarupavan, akashaha asti, this space which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which is of the nature of accommodation, okay, which has the nature of accommodating everything, this space enjoys existence. Asti means enjoys existence. Is it clear? That is asti shabdaha. The expression is implies what? Existence. And that existence enjoyed by the space is nothing but sattattvam, is very much there. Just as the wall is there as the substratum for the colors in the colorful pictures. So here, sattattvam, the reality in terms of pure existence, is there lending existence to the space which is of the nature of accommodating everything. Which means the space existence does not belong to the space. If existence belongs to the space, what would happen? Space should always be there. Even you fall asleep, where does space go? Isn't it? The space is not there always. There's a time when the space is. There's a time when the space is not. Which means, where does the space go? Whenever there's no manifestation, then space loses its status of being existent. Which means space borrows its existence what? As though space is borrowing existence. So existence is lent. Therefore, here the very first verse he says, akashaha asti iti. Now when you say space is, in that expression, sattattvam, the reality obtaining in the form of existence, akashe api anugachyati. It also goes along with the space, which means existence is very much there as the existence of the space, as the reality is very much there in space, as the existence enjoyed by the space. In space, existence is, in space, there's reality is there or not. When you say space is reality or not? Reality is very much there. How is it reality there? In what form does reality obtain in space? Please listen to me carefully. Akasha asti iti sattatvam akashe api anugacchati. This you have to see very clearly. How reality is, reality Brahma, Vastu, the reality is there. Reality in terms of existence is very much there as the existence enjoyed by this space is Brahma. Don't go and search for Brahman somewhere else. Jagat Akasha Asti means what? Finished. That Astitvam, existence enjoyed by this space is Brahma. Don't go and search for Brahman anywhere else. Okay? See, 16 verses. We are going to study only about the space. I'm sorry for the disturbances today.
Akashostiti sattatvam akashepyanugachati.
So when you say akasha, akashe sattatvam anugachati, when you say the space enjoys existence, and the existence is nothing but Brahma, reality, sattatvam, when you say akasha has to be understood as what now? Modification of that power. It is that power alone now, which was unmanifest, the power which was inseparably there as the power of the reality, unmanifest, undifferentiated, that power manifest is what now? Is in the form of space. Do you see that now? Space is first modification of that power, inexplicable mithya power alone is in the form of space. And power itself is mithya. What about this power, mithya cost, mithya's modification, the space? So power enjoys existence because existence which is Brahma. Similarly here, the space, modification of power, which enjoys existence also is what? Brahma. Do you see it now? The order? Okay. Next sentence. Next verse.
Ekaswabhavam sattatvam. Ekaswabhavam sattatvam. Akashodis dvisvabhavakaha. Ekaswabhavam sattatvam. Ekaswabhavam sattatvam akasho dvisvabhavakaha. Ekaswabhavam sattatvam akasho dvisvabhavakaha. Navakashasativyomni. Navakashasativyomni sachashopidvayam sthitam sachashopidvayam sthitam.
He says,
Yekaswabhavam sattatvam akasho dvi swabhavakaha navakashasativyomni sachashopi dvayam sthitam.
So here, sattatvam ekaswabhavam. See, tattvam is a neuter gender word. Therefore, tattvam, what is tattvam? The truth, the reality. And what is the reality now? Reality obtaining in the form of pure existence. And ekaswabhavam. Reality is of the nature of existence. Reality has only one swarupam. Ekaswabhavam, what now? Reality has only nature here. What is the nature? Reality is of the only nature of existence. Okay. Now, of course, you understand that reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge is of the nature of existence. Why does reality exist, if anybody asks? Because being existent is its nature. Being existent is its nature. What is being existent is the nature means what? It must be always there. It was, it has been, it had been, it is going to be, it will be there forever. Okay, that which is always is what now? Which is always there is reality. So being real itself means what? Being the real means, the reality means being always. Being always is being real. Okay. If not there, sometimes means it is not real. So being always is being real. Therefore, and the being always is what? Being existent. And being existent is called existence. So existence is the nature of the abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness or pure knowledge. Your eka swabhavam sat tattvam, tattvam sat means existence. Sat the existence, which is the reality, tattvam, you have to eka swabhavam is of the nature of existence. Whereas akashaha dvi swabhavakaha. Akasha has what now? Two things. Akasha has two things now. Akasha enjoys existence and Akasha is of the nature of accommodating also. Dvi swabhavakaha. Iru gunangale kondadu Akasham. Dvi swabhavakaha. So, sattatvam eka swabhavam. Akashaha dvi swabhavakaha. So space is what now? Space has two things. One is what? When you say akashaha, being spatial is the nature of the space. And being spatial means what? Being spatial means accommodating. Why does space accommodate? That's the nature. Therefore, being space, being the space means being spatial. Being spatial means what? Being accommodative. And accommodation is the nature of the space. Therefore, the space accommodates everything. We do appreciate it. We do experience it, isn't it? When you think of space, two things have to come to your mind. What is it? First thing, space enjoys existence. And second thing, that space which enjoys existence is accommodative of everything. Isn't it true? These two factors should come to your mind immediately. Space is means space enjoys existence. Space accommodates everything. In Taittira Upanishad, Shankara Bhagavatpada writes in his commentary, Avakasha Pradata Akashaha. Avakasha Pradata Akashaha. Space is all accommodative. Therefore, space is. Now, what about the existence? What about the reality? Reality is, what are the tattvam? Tattvam, the reality. We use the expression tattvam. The inexplicably subtlest reality is of the nature of existence. Only one nature here. Now, na avakashaha sati vyomni. Na avakashaha sati. But now, there is no accommodation, accommodate nature in the existence. Sati means what? Sati vyomni. Vyomni sati na avakashaha. Saha chasha opi dvayam sthitam. Na avakashaha sati vyomni. Vyomni, both vyomni, vyoman is another word for akashaha. We understand akashaha Another word for Akasha is what? Vyoman. Vyoman is another word for Akasha. And Vyomni is a locative case of Vyoma. Vyomni ityukte Akashe ityartha. Vyoman is equal to Akasha. Vyomni is equal to Akashe. So, Sati na avakashaha. But now, there is no... So, Brahman has no space. Brahman has no space. What does it mean? Brahman has no space means Brahman is not the space. Existence does not have space. Existence does not have space, but space is existence. Do you get that now? Avakashaha sati na. But now, the sati, the reality obtaining in the form of existence does not have space. Just as water does not have wave form. But the wave form is water. Is it clear now? There is no possessor-possessed connection between the water and the wave form. You can't say water has the wave form, but wave form is nothing but water. See, there's a possessor-possessed connection. But we tend to say, no, water has wave form. No. Water does not have wave form. The wave form itself is water. Similarly, a reality obtaining in the form of existence does not have space, but the whole space which enjoys existence is nothing but existence. The reality in terms of existence. And this space which is of the nature of accommodating everything is nothing but existence only. Have you got it? I'm going to move on to the next verse. So space is accommodative. At the same time, space enjoys existence. Dvayam sthitam. Dvayam sthitam.
Yadva pratidhvanirvyomno, yadva pratidhvanirvyomno, guno naso sati kshyate, yadva pratidhvanirvyomno, yadva pratidhvanirvyomno, guno naso sati kshyate. Vyomnidvau sadhvani tena sadekam vigunam viyat.
See, in these verses, unfortunately some disturbances we had, but from every verse in the very class itself, it must become very clear for you. You should be able to see the fact of space being mithya. And space is nothing but existence. You must be able to see the fact. But there is no space outside of existence. Existence means reality here. The space does not exist independently outside of the reality. And then reality is, we have to remember here, reality is actually of the nature of pure knowledge. It is the existence enjoyed by the space, the object called the space, nothing but knowledge. There is no existence. You cannot talk about the existence of the space, otherwise space will disappear, collapse. It is the knowledge manifest is in the form of what? In the form of existence of the space. Therefore, reality enjoys existence, only one guna, one thing. But space has what? Space, we say, talk about, space is accommodating, we talk about accommodating nature. Under space, both will collapse if there's no existence. Mainly because space enjoys existence. Now, he's going to say, next one, what about this guna of this space? Space has its own attribute of dhanihi. Dhanihi means what now? Shabdaha. Dhanihi is another word for sound. Dhanihi. Shabdaha. You know, the word shabdaha is in Sanskrit language used to mean the word also. So any word happens to be the meaningful sound, a word is also called shabdaha. A simply meaningless sound also is called shabdaha. And dhanihi is what now? Sound. Isn't it? So there is an object called sound. Shabdaha. Dhanihi. And how do you know there is an object called sound? Because we are listening. We are hearing through our power of hearing. That's why we cannot say there is no such a thing called sound at all. We cannot say that. Definitely there is an object called sound. Shabdaha. That is why shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha. When you enumerate the objects of knowledge, we always begin with the shabda. Shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha. Why this order? Always my buddhi goes to form first, but it begins with shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha. You know why? The enumeration of these objects, the order in enumeration of these objects is in keeping with the subtleness of the elements. The order of how elements are enumerated always begin with the space first. Why? Space is the subtlest of the elements. And what is the nature of the element? Subtler the element, its attribute also is less. So, space is the subtlest of the elements. Therefore, only akashaha, ek gunavan. You have only one guna, one attribute. Isn't it? And dhanihi. That's why in kindergarten Tattvabodha class, you all learnt it. Shabda gunakaha akashaha. Isn't it? So, yadva pratidhvanihi. Pratidhvanihi means echo. Dhvanihi, sound. Pratidhvanihi means echo. Vyomnaha gunaha. Vyomno guno. Means what? Vyomnaha gunaha. See, vyomni, locative case. Vyomnaha, possessive case. Hope you're all following it. Vyomnaha gunaha. Means what now? Guna of the vyoma. Guna means here property of the space. Vyomno gunaha means vyomnaha gunaha, property of the space. What is the property of the space? Pratidhvanihi. Pratidhvanihi means what? Echo. A sound for this, even dhvanihi itself is what? For the sound to come out, there must be space. And for the sound to travel, there must be space. And for the sound to be heard again, space must be there. If there's no space, sound cannot travel, sound will disappear. That is why when the thieves and dacoits come to our houses, first thing they do is what? They put something in your mouth and then they block it. Then you can't make noise. Now for you to scream, if you scream, people will hear and they come to help, they rescue you. First thing they, what do they do? People always, they put something and then they block your mouth. Then you can't mix. Space is closed. Space is blocked means you cannot make any more sound, isn't it? I don't know, but I watched in cinema, in the movies when I was very, very young, not recently. Maybe 30 years ago, I would have watched one or two movies, not many. You know, and remember this. They always cover it. Why? Because for the sound cannot travel. sound needs space, otherwise sound will disappear. Therefore, pratidhvanihi vyomnaha gunaha. Yadva, that is the echo of the sound is the property of the space. Asau gunaha na sati ikshyate. Asau gunaha means what? This property of sound, okay, is not what? Sati na ikshyate. It is not seen on a part of Brahman. You know how the reality, sad vastu, the reality, which is of the nature of existence, no, actually does not have sound. See, very clearly analyzed. See, now first he said, the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, which alone is in the form of existence of space, and that reality does not have space, first we saw. Isn't it? Between reality and space, existence and space, there's no possessor-possessed connection. We give the example, just as water does not have the waveform, the waveform is water. Similarly, existence does not have space, but space is existence. Now we say, this space has the property of echo of the sound, and this, so we can say that reality has a sound? No. Between reality and the property called sound also, there's no possessor-possessed connection. Reality implied by the term Brahman, obtaining in the form of pure existence, does not have sound as its property. Understand now? Between reality and sound, there's no possessor-possessed connection. Adhara-adheya sambandha is not there. Why? Because sound is Brahma. Asau gunaha sati na ikshyate. It is not seen on the part of Brahman. Sati parambarulil irupil dvanihi. This property is not ikshyate, is not seen. Ikshyate is a passive verb. Simple present tense passive verb. Ikshyate is seen. Na ikshyate is not seen. What is not seen? The echo of the sound is not seen. Where? Sati. Sati means what? Locative case of sat. In reality, we do not see any sound. Which means there's no sound on the part of the reality as its property. Sati asau gunaha pratidhvanihi na ikshyate. Sati na ikshyate. But pratidhvanihi kutra ikshyate? It is vyomni ikshyate. Vyomnaha gunatvena vyomni ikshyate. This pratidhvanihi, this echo, is seen on the part of the space as its attribute, as its property, which is not, doesn't belong to existence. Vyomni dvau sat dvani. Vyomni dvau, dvau gunau, have to understand. The vyomni, on the part of the space, there are two factors. What's that now? Sat and dhvani. Space enjoys existence. Space also has its property of echo of the sound. Space has not accommodating nature, firstly we have seen. Now we have to see only two of these things. Space has the property of sound. See, accommodation is the nature of the space. Dvanihi is the property of the space. Is it clear now? Echo of the sound is the property of the space. Space, now space, you can say, space has existence. And the space also has the property of the space has existence, and the space also has the property of the echo of the sound. First we saw space has existence, space has the nature of accommodating everything. Now second thing, the second was what does he say? Space has existence, space also has the property of echo of the sound. Dvau gunau. Tena. Sadhi ekam vigunam viyate. Sadhi ekam means what? The reality is of the nature of only existence. Viyate dvigunam. Space has two factors. One is the property of the echo of the sound. One is existence. Is it clear now? Now from here, what is that we understand? Therefore, now reality doesn't have this sound, but the sound also, the proper sound obtaining as the property of the space enjoys its existence when the sound is also Brahma. Space is Brahma and the sound also is Brahma. So gunaha brahma, gunavan akasha is also brahma. Avakasha surupavan akasha is brahma. The accommodating nature also is what of brahma. Okay now, but brahman is nothing. Brahman is not the space, not the dvanihi, echo dvanihi. Brahman is not anything, but everything is brahma. You have to see in every sentence, you have to see very clearly. Don't find it, because here existence and space both are very subtle. That's why I gave the example. Remember the example, water is not the wave, but the wave is nothing but water. So reality obtaining in the form of pure existence is not the space, not the accommodating nature, not the echo of the sound, but definitely pratidhvanihi is Brahma, Sad Brahma, Akashara is Sad Brahma, and also Avakashara is also Sad Brahma. Accommodation also is nothing but Sad Brahma. See the next verse now. Ya Shakti Kalpayed Vyoma. Ya Shakti Kalpayed Vyoma. Ya shaktih kalpayed vyoma sa sad vyomnora bhinnatam sa sad vyomnora bhinnatam ya shaktih kalpayed vyoma sa Sadvyom nora bhinnatam. Apadya dharma dharmitvam. Apadya dharma dharmitvam. Apadya dharma dharmitvam vyatyayenavakalpayet ya shakti kalpayet vyoma sa sadvyomnora bhinnatam. Apadya dharma dharmitvam. Apadya dharma dharmitvam. Vyatyayenavakalpayet. Apadya dharma dharmitvam. त्वं व्यत्ययेनावकल्पयेत्. सो हियर नाउ हैविंग टॉक्ड अबाउट द स्पेस एंड इट्स नेचर एंड इट्स एट्रिब्यूट एंड इट्स प्रॉपर्टी, द स्पेस, द नेचर ऑफ द स्पेस एंड द प्रॉपर्टी ऑफ द स्पेस, he has discussed the three factors. All the three, space, its nature of accommodation, being accommodative, and its property of echo of the sound, all of them are nothing but Sat Brahma. Brahman does not have any of these things, but all the three are Brahma. Now he is saying, Ya Shaktihi Vyoma Kalpayed. That power, which the power of the reality, which alone, but now, kalpayed vyoma, which has, no, which has created, kalpayed vyoma, no, which alone has contributed for the manifestation of this space, the power which has contributed for the manifestation of this space. Manifestation means what? The space being available for enjoyment and perception is called space becoming manifest. Something has contributed for the manifestation of the space. What is that? Shaktihi, the power. That power, which power? There's no power other than the reality. The power of the reality, inseparable from the reality, non-countable other than the reality, that power alone, Vyoma Kalpayed, which has brought this space into manifestation, and saw the same power, sa shaktihi, ya shaktihi vyoma kalpayet, that power which has contributed for the manifestation of the space, sa shaktihi sad vyomnor abhinnatam apadayati. The same power again, sad vyomnoh abhinnatam, no? Sadvyomnoho, as a possessive, the dual case, sadvyomnoho of the space and the reality, abhinnatam apadayati. Abhinnatam means what now? Abhinnatam apadayati. Abhinnatam means that inseparability, non-separateness, non-separateness or inseparability is called abhinnata. Abhinnata is noun. Non-separability, inseparability, non-separateness of the space and the reality. That power which has contributed for the manifestation of the space alone, what now? Apadayati. It also makes it possible. Apadayati, sampadayati, means what now? It alone contributes for the non-separateness, inseparability of the reality and this space. Now, we say the power of the water alone is contributes for the manifest appearance of the wave form. And the same power of the water contributes for what? Contributes for the inseparability, non-separateness of the wave and the water. Similarly here, the power of the reality, which alone brings the space into manifestation, contributes for the inseparability of the reality in terms of existence and this space. That's why space enjoys existence. Sadvyomnoho abhinnatam sa shaktihi apadayati. Okay, I'm making it a indicable participle. I make it a proper noun, verb. Okay, apadayati. Now, we can ask, why, what makes the inseparability? What causes the inseparability, non-separateness of the manifestation and the reality? It is the power. Which power? Ka shakti hi vyoma kalpayet. That power which alone contributes for the manifestation of the space, same power contributes for the inseparability of the reality and the manifest form also. Sa shakti hi sad vyomnoho abhinnata mapadayati. That way, what does it do? By contributing for the inseparability of the space and the reality, apadya, having made the inseparability possible, dharma dharmitvam, vyatyayena avakalpayet. Dharma dharmitvam. Dharmaha means what? Property. Dharmi means what? Substance. Okay? The substantive substance difference also. Vyatyayena avakalpayet. It has contributed for the inseparability. At the same time, it has also contributed for the difference in terms of dharma and dharmi. Is it clear now? What is dharmi? What is dharmaha? Water is the dharmi. Wave is the dharmaha. Is it clear now? Water is the dharmi. Wave is the dharmaha. So, water gets the dharmi status from the standpoint of the wave. Dharma. Is it clear now? Similarly here, dharmi, dharma. Difference also. Ka avakalpayet. The same power alone creates this, brings this difference, makes it possible. What was it? Difference is made possible by the same power. The same power makes the difference between the two possible in terms of dharmaha and dharmi. So dharma dharmi difference also is made possible by the same shakti. Now you have to understand, shakti does three things. What shakti? First brings the form into manifestation. Second thing, it creates the non-difference and inseparability between the reality and the manifestation. And the third thing is what? It also brings the difference between the reality and the manifestation in terms of dharma, dharmi, bhedaha. The power does three things. That's why it's called power. Power, the inexplicable power, is capable of doing these things. That is why power has to be understood only from the standpoint of the effect, what it is capable of doing. Otherwise, I told you the very beginning how powerful the fire is. You understand the power of the fire only when it burns and reduces everything into ashes. Isn't it? When you go and see how much the fire has destroyed, then you see, oh my God, it has burnt everything and reduced everything into ashes. When you see, you understand how powerful the fire is. Otherwise, the fire, you see fire, you can't locate fire's powers, power of the fire separately other than the fire. Can you go and search for the power of the fire in the fire? No. Only see the fire. Similarly, the reality, the abstract reality, imperceptible reality, unobjectivable reality, which is there as good as non-existent when it's not even available for recognition, that reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of existence, which alone is the meaning of the word existence. And that reality is highly powerful. And when that power is manifest, and that power is what now? It is the power of the reality, which is not definable, which is not explicable, and that power manifests is what now? It first brings the form into manifestation. Isn't it? It first brings the world into manifestation. Then what does it do? It creates, it contributes for, it also, it makes it, the non-difference between the manifestation, the reality also is made possible by this power. And not only inseparability, non-separateness, it also creates what? The difference between the two in terms of dharma, dharmi, bedaha. So that you can say shaktihi pratamam, what does it do? Kalpayati, akasham kalpayati. Then it does the what now? Sadva sadvyomnoho abhinnatam kalpayati, apadayati. It then it contributes for the inseparable, it makes it possible, the inseparability, non-separateness. Then it creates the difference, what now? Dharma dharmi bhedam janayati. Is it clear now? It also contributes for the difference in terms of dharmaha and dharmi. Substance and substantive difference. Or substance property difference. Who contributes for all these things? Power. Now what do you understand now? It does three things. Is it clear? Are you all listening? Okay. Ya shakti kalpaye vyoma sa sad vyomnora bhinnatam. Apadya dharma dharmitvam vyatyayenava kalpayet. So, vyoma kalpayati, sadyomnoho abhinnatam apadayati, then dharma dharmitvam avakalpayati. Three verbs. Vyoma kalpayati. You make it simple present tense verb. Not kalpayet, no. Vyoma shakti. Tihi vyoma kalpayati, number one. Second is what? Sad vyomnoho abhinnatam apadayati or kalpayati. Third is what? Sad vyomnoho dharma dharmitvam vyatyayena avakalpayati. Just three things. Non-difference also it creates, difference also it creates. Difference and non-difference between the substance and the property. Substance, property, difference it creates. Substance and property, inseparability, non-separateness also it creates. And the first substance, it brings the moment to manifestation.
Sato vyomatvamapannam. Sato vyomatvamapannam vyomnasattam tu laukikaha vyomnasattam tu laukikaha. Sato vyomatvamapannam vyomnasattam tu laukikaha. Sato vyomatvamapannam vyomnasattam tu laukikah. Tarkikaschavagacchanti mayaya uchitam hitat. Sato vyomatvamapannam vyomnasattam tu laukikah. Tarkikaschavagacchanti mayaya uchitam hitat.
Now here little deviation. Until now simple lesson came. What a simple lesson? No, this power alone brings the, we are only seeing the first akasha. Don't worry. Until 76th verse, we'll be only vyoma, 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 akasha, 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 guna. We will see only akasha. By time you get out of akasha, you would have, oh my god, finished. Akash has gone. Now you'll think like that. So we're not worry. Be with Vidyarana Swami. Hold on to his little finger. Okay. They're only holding on to Vidyarana Swami's little finger, small little bit here. And then we are walking along with him. Okay. And it is his job to take us to make, take, help us climb, scale the mountain called Brahma. But we have to hold on to his finger like this, okay? Don't leave it. Finished. We will fall otherwise. You have to hold on to his finger like this. Now, until now it's okay. Simple factors we understood. It is this Brahma, Brahman is, and Brahma Shakti is there, which is non-countable. The Shakti had thing but Brahma. And Shakti Karyam is Jagat. And there first he talks about the Vyoma. And Pancha Bhuta Viveka means only first Bhuta we are still in analyzing the, where are we now? Slowly analyzing, gradually climbing onto the stairs. We have put our step on the first step. And we are standing there. It's like climbing onto the mountain and we are not climbing, okay? As we are climbing, when you go to Payani, very small mountain, okay? Payani is relatively nothing, a small mountain. Even to climb there, if you have, people want to winch or people want to have that cable car, and sometimes people ask us, walking is very, you know, good for us. Good for health, good for punyam also, it's good. We walk, but even to walk few steps, you get tired. We stop there, eat an ice cream or drink some water or tea, some mango, eat some puri, karla puri. You know, and then relax, and then we walk further. You know why? You have to be, get us ready for walking further. No, that's what people, some people do. Some people will do. Harohara, arahara, arahara, arahara. They won't even stop. They go climb the mountain, whole mountain with wash gate shraddha. On the way, stop, and then slowly, somehow, one day they'll go there. At least they climb in the morning, at least by afternoon they'll climb. And then they'll go and have darshana Murugan. So here also, now Brahma Darshanam, Pancha Bhuteshu Brahma Darshanam. We have to see Brahman in every step. Don't go need to climb up to the mountain and see there, okay, Murugan. You see Brahman right from the beginning. Every step you climb, you be there, you see that one element, and there is no element. It's only Brahma. Every step you have to see. That's what Vidyarana Swami wants to do for us here. He wants us to appreciate the first, he already has made us see what? The power is nothing but Brahma. He has made us see. I'm sure you heard me last classes, no? I've been talking all the time. I don't know in which class I've said. The power is Brahma was made very clear. Now what about the effects of the power? Now we start with space. Now we have to see space is Brahma. And for which 16 verses. And first, what does power do? Its power alone, akalpayati, avakalpayati, akalpayati, kalpayati. Different words, the prefixes same meaning. The power alone brings this so-called space, which is of the nature of accommodating everything into manifestation. But for the power, the space would have been just as good as, this would have been non-existent. But for the power, Shakti, the space would have been what? Would have been non-existent. Would have become as good as non-existent. Therefore, the space now has come into existence, enjoys the status of being existent, as space, and with this nature of accommodating nature also, now space enjoys some existence, it is purely because of that power. This power not only it has brought the space into manifestation, it has also brought its guna, not only accommodating nature into manifestation, also its property of echo of the sound also is brought into manifestation. Now we say, not only it has brought the space into manifestation, it accommodating nature into manifestation, its echo of sound into manifestation, it has also brought this, contributed for the non-separateness of the reality and the space and the manifestation. And not only that, it has also contributed for the separation, difference between the reality and its manifestation in terms of substance and property, in terms of the dharma dharmi, bhedamapi shaktireva janayati. Shakti hi eva dharma dharmi bhedam janayati. Shakti hi eva abhinnatam janayati. Shakti hi eva akasham janayati. Shakti hi eva gunam janayati. Shakti hi eva subhavam janayati. Shakti hi akasham janayati. Akashasya subhavam janayati. Akashasya gunam janayati. Dhvani gunam janayati. Pratidhvani gunam janayati. Akasham akasha vyomnoho, the sad vyomnoho abhinnatam janayati. Then sad vyomnoho, what now? Dharma dharmi bhedam api janayati. You can now, it is my simple Sanskrit lesson. The Dhyanasamy's verse has been given in simple Sanskrit. You can now, this is the power does. Now, what happened now? The reality has become space. Vyomatvam apannam. Next verse he says, Vyomatvam apannam. Sataha vyomatvam apannam. Sat alone has this, enjoys the status of what now? The Sat alone is in the form of space. Sataha vyomatvam apannam. Now, Sat has become what now? As though Sat has become the space. Because without undergoing any change, being what it is, Sat has become the, because of this power, the power of the reality brought everything into manifestation. Therefore, what happened now? As though Sat has become the space. Sataha vyomatvam apannam. Sat enjoys the status of having become this space. Sat enjoys the status of having become this space. Now, laukikaha sat vyomnaha sattam tu sataha vyomattam apannam. Now, what do the simple people, what do they do? You know, laukikaha means the people of the world. Loka sambindinaha jana. Laukikaha means simple, ordinary people of the world. They, and also they're non-thinking people, and also the so-called philosophers, the simple, ordinary people also think, and exactly the so-called people, the philosophers called tarkikaha, nayayikaha, logicians, they also have the wrong view. What is the wrong view they have? Is a, They do not see existence being the truth of akasha. What is existence? Water is the truth of the wave form, isn't it? Similarly, reality obtaining in the form of existence is the truth of akasha. They do not see that. Instead, they say, look at this akasha as the existence as the property of akasha. See, imagine if you see water as the property of the wave form. My example, hold on to the gross example always, okay? If you look at the water, is water the truth of the wave form, swarupam of the wave form, or is water the property of the wave form? If they say water is the property of the wave, then wave becomes a substance. The ulta, who say that? Laukikaha. Ordinary people think. Not only ordinary people, the so-called great thinkers, the philosophers called logicians, tarkikaha, they also think, they see the existence as the property of the akasha. Why? Because now akasha has as though become the space. Therefore, they think that way, they do not see. But now we understand the Maya itself very clearly. It is the inexplicable power of the reality, which itself does not have independent existence of its own. It is this mayayaha kalpanam. Is all the, this, it is a power. The power manifests is what? Power alone contributes for the manifestation of the space, manifestation of its nature of accommodation, manifestation of its property of the echo of the sound, and it's a non-difference between them as the inseparability between the reality and this manifestation, and dharma dharmi bhedam also property, this shaktihi janayati. But not knowing the power, not knowing what maya is, what this power is of reality all about, they simply think what? Oh, sataha, sat has become the space. Now therefore space is what? Sat is what? Existence. And existence is the property of the space. It is the wrong view. How can the wave form, which has no independent existence of its own, have water as its property? The wave form, which is dependent on water for its very existence, how can water be the property of the wave? Similarly, how can the very space, which is dependent on the reality in terms of knowledge, pure knowledge for its existence, the space is dependent on the reality in terms of pure knowledge for its very existence. And how can this reality be the property of the space? So he will stop here. We'll come back and how Vidyanand Swami is going to beat them. Okay? Nishi next class. Not beating, refuting them. Okay. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.